Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Greeting thousands of pilgrims in the Paul VI Audience Hall, Pope Benedict continued his catechesis on medieval Catholic thinkers. This week, he spoke about an English theologian from the 12th century, John of Salisbury.
Born in England, John was educated in Paris and Chartres. A close associate of St. Thomas Becket, he was involved in the crisis between the Church and the Crown under King Henry II and died as Bishop of Chartres. In his celebrated work, The Metalogicon, John teaches that authentic philosophy is by nature communicative. It bears fruit in a message of wisdom which serves a building up of a society in truth and goodness. While acknowledging the limitations of human reason, John insists that it can attain to the truth through dialogue and argumentation. Faith, which grants a share in God's perfect knowledge, helps reason to realize its full potential.
The Pope said John of Salisbury is important for us today because of his emphasis on natural law.
John defends reason's capacity to know the objective truths underlying the universal natural law and its obligation to embody that law in all positive legislation. John's insights are most timely today in light of the threats to human life and dignity posed by legislation, inspired more by the dictatorship of relativism than by the sober use of right reason and concern for the principles of truth and justice inscribed in the natural law.
The Pope specifically mentioned as laws which ignore these principles as those which allow abortion, euthanasia, casual genetic experiments, and those which do not respect the dignity of marriage. After the audience, Pope Benedict met with dignitaries from the city of Introde, located in the Val d'Aosta area in northern Italy, where the Holy Father has spent three summer vacations.
È per me motivo di grande gioia ricevere la cittadinanza onoraria del comune di Introde.
The city was giving honorary citizenship to Pope Benedict. He thanked them for their gesture and said he saw it as a sign of the affection of the people from the town and the entire region. He remarked on the warm and friendly welcome he always receives and also noted the people of the area are discreet and respectful of his summer rest. He said he felt a spiritual closeness to the people of the town, which has brought him many happy memories. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.